Shit.
Hardest Bars interview this week. We have the legend himself.
Rumour.
Mr. Mike.
It's Mems. Hardest Bars. Yeah.
Here we are, another week. Hardest Bars, episode 10. Me, myself, bar for bar.
Joey Clipstar.
Now, you know what we do. We count down the top 5 quotables out of the tracks that's come out this week. Yeah, who we got in the top 5?
This week, who do we have? So we have Benny Banks. We have Jay Spades. We have Anton Shallow. You know? And we have the big number one. Everyone's been waiting for this number one still. But
definitely.
Let me not even talk about that too early. So let's get into the 5 to 2. Shit.
HB.
Tell them don't trust me if they don't really love me. I tell them don't love me cause I don't even trust me. No one don't hug me, only God judge me. Trying to stay positive, thinking the opposite. I'm just getting warmed up, ads gonna heat this. Jamal gonna block this, I hope y'all feel it. I promise I'ma live my life happy cause of Joseph. And I'm still smoking with my brother on my lawn. Ain't no mosque in the wild for a brother like me. In the game so foul, in the world full of sin, where the love don't win, and the pain run deep through my bone and my skin. Little G in year 10, judge give him 10 years. He don't know what he's doing, he just wants to see his mommy. Are we in it for the fame? Is that meant to be fun? Won't see me again when I land on the money. In the west or the south where my heart's going cold, trying to fight stress but my head's going bold. Me, I don't mind, I just smile through the photo. Weed for my breakfast, surely that's YOLO.
They come with the hardest bars and be on the show one day at B4.
Having nightmares of hustling, running the strip, feeling like money Mitch. Then waking up, feeling broke, fuck. Paid in full, dog, it's time to get the dough. Sell white, sell big, fuck a hater gonna tell me. Young black and I'm healthy, new shades I need LV. If I blue, Chelsea, I get sexy girl, I'm like Mel B. And this rap thing that never helped me, I made 5 digits off Well Street.
At B4, at Joey on a Friday, coming straight at the viewers.
Only get one chance, I hope I get it right. That's why I'm coming home when it's getting light. Pray for my soul if I don't make the night. I'm in the clouds but I ain't make the flight. Alone with my thoughts, so I sit and think. Since my brother died, I swear down, I ain't slept a wink. That's why I'm going hard when I'm going in. Till I'm in a box, or the feds got me going in.
A straight hard 1 to 5, no jaw rule, but it's always on.
And I be living for today in case tomorrow don't occur. Surviving off my booze and off my word upon that curb. I guess I got a gift to boot a curse for what it's worth. Cause this fame and this money ain't gonna change the way I work. I bring goons to the awards, I'm still bookie like before. Pagans wanna do me but it's proven that they can't. I ain't acting like I'm hard and I ain't laughing unless I'm lost. I'm ahead of all these rappers by a margin, they the past.
5 to 2, number 5 this week. We had Ads and Shallows, the first time in the chart. Warm up, very hard, very hard. Definitely. Number 4 this week, Jay Spades.
Come on, big man.
He's back.
Waiting for that mixtape. I know it's soon come out though.
Yeah, this one, Nightmares, very hard shit. He brought out 2 videos this week, but we put Nightmares in.
Yeah, White Stuff. I know, if you've seen White Stuff, another hard song as well, you get me?
Therefore. So what's number 3?
Number 3, you got the man, Twist, Heartfelt Trap Care, you get me, called Pain.
Yeah.
Make sure you watch the to anyone you've ever loved. You'll relate to this, you get me?
Definitely.
Definitely big up Twist there.
Yeah. Number two,
Benny, yeah, Benny. With that
link up
behind the bars. Yeah. I like this one, yeah. First time I watched it, I said, yeah, Benny back, yeah. Definitely mm-hmm. It's a big behind the bars there.
Therefore. That's 5 to 2 going in for you.
Here we are, got the US pick now. Again, part of the MMG, we got the boss this week, Mr. Ross. Swear to God.
Most time on Saturdays, but
doing, I love what you man are doing.
Love that.
Show nothing but love for what I'm saying. It's kind of real, you know, like when I see like, bro, the man are really catching the wave, right? They're really catching what man's saying, what man's about. You get me?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, just jumping on bandwagon. That's what I like. You know, ain't just jumping on bandwagon. You can't afford what you like, and you're kind of sticking it at that and saying, yo,
yeah,
it's what I'm feeling, you know?
Definitely.
It's mad, I didn't really set out to do a mixtape at first. You know what it's been? I feel like I'm getting drawn out. I feel like I kind of knock music on the end, and then I feel like. Like, people are drawing man out, blood, you know, it's hard, mate. So, So, I've been going studio in there, and I've got a few little artists I've been trying to promote and help get out there.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, all of a sudden, I've got a mixtape.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to put it out, Last of Damn Breed 2.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you know man's history, you know that, I don't know if the record's been broken yet, but for physical CD copies, We sold over 180,000 CDs over the last 2 to 3 years. So
wow.
That was the last mixtape. That was the whole mixtape wave. And you know, I had the kids out in West End. We went mad with it still.
Yeah, yeah.
So this one, I'm gonna give this out as a free mixtape. I think it's kind of like a thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To say yeah, thank you for still listening.
All right. So other than this mixtape, you got any more plans in music?
There's an artist that we're managing. Managing an artist called C Major.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen him, kind of white guy with the glasses and all, but he's hard. With music, I'll tell you the truth, I've more on a set up, like we've got a management company which we set up like a few years ago, but it's not really been active.
Yeah.
We will kind of put it into practice properly first.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to be more a management company. I don't know if you know what I do away from that, with, you know, the models and, you know, the casting company and the rest of it. So,
yeah.
You know, real company, not just saying, oh, we're managing someone, you know, we're jumping up and down in your videos, like actually, putting together a proper management company.
Yeah,
so that's one of the things. So in music, that's what I will be doing in the future. As far as my thing's concerned, if people want to still continue to hear what I'm saying, then I'm fine to give it to them.
Yeah.
If they want to pay for it, I'm fine for them to buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear
that. That's kind of it right now.
So I think a well-known question everyone will last us is, what's the GLC stand for?
In your name? Like when I was first born, my uncle got murdered.
Mm.
And I was always, so I got his George. Which is my uncle's name. And that was basically it. So I kind of had to have one of the names. It was Michael, George, Lynn and Coombs.
Mm.
And I was the last one with my uncle's name and the Coombs name. So if you go to my mum's gravestone, for instance, you're only the only two people you'll see with my names, my uncle and my mum.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of kept it. It meant a minute to me.
Okay, yeah, because I've noticed a lot of people didn't really know what it meant, innit?
But people just call me Mike Glock.
What's your hardest bar at the moment? It could be your bar, it could be someone else's bar you heard and thought, yeah, I like it.
It's funny as well, I was with someone, one gal in the car the other day, and I was listening to some old Jigger on Kanye West.
Mm.
And I listened to his verse on Diamonds Are Forever.
Mm.
I was saying, yeah, that's got to be one of the greatest verses of all
time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the shit where he's saying, yo, Bleak's been a hit and wait his whole career, but as long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. Like, what do you say?
Mm.
A man said, I don't care if my little nigga don't do the units, as long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire.
Mm. What about yourself though? Because we've been here with you all day and I've heard some hard bars.
Mm. There's one where, and bear in mind when all these lines, one where I say, oh, the light mic's tough, but he needs to cut the preaching. I tell him now, suck my dick and all to the fuck you're speaking. And there's another one where I say, fam, I'ma say this shit as clear as I can, gang. 20 man, a couple reballs and a fucked up map. The Gems is not a gang. So I've got a few one liners where I know I've kind of
grass people.
Yeah, gonna be real. But I think right now, out of all the verses that I've written recently, my favourite verse has got to be the one that I played you earlier, the big one.
Yeah.
Where we're talking about, you know, I was on a block when, way before the news had even heard
that. Yeah.
So that's my favourite verse out of all my verses.
Yeah. Because I think the hardest bar I've seen people tweeting about it is, you know your behind bars, which was number one.
The first one,
I think most people was talking about that, I don't give a fuck about nobody.
I got this new mind in this nobody. Yeah, I mean it.
Mm.
You know, I mean it, like, you know, I'm a big man, I've been out here, you know, I'm happy to be here, you know, that. But like, I know I've had a longer career than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm the biggest, but I've had the longest career. I've seen people come and go.
Of course, yeah.
And I'm still here. So it must be something forever. I'm young, I'm fresh on it, but like I'm always fresh, because real's always fresh, bro. You know what I'm saying? Being real's always fresh, bro. It's never old.
Yeah, of course.
Dealing with the life and its realities of life, don't get old.
Mm.
You can't get old if you're dealing with life, actually, not pretend life. So the body, the body ain't gonna even probably last as long as the heart does. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm old, but I'm a young man and an old body, but.
Look, it's 2012, he's still trying to tan him. Plenty metal, lights, plugs, I'ma slam him. Kid caught Jerry, heard he telling on the man them. Now they trying to get Jerry curled like a salon. Yeah, you done us, man, the loose cannons. Always on my green, now they call me Bruce Banner. Perfect. But I'm James Coffey, I can get you baked salmon. Dodge the CCTV, but stay on the... Educated fuck, young Machiavelli. Or Nas in his prime, young black and edgy. You ain't ever packed a semi, no grim tea on the pitch, Balotelli.
Just came from a long day of work. Phone's always banging off till the strip gets hurt. What's up? But I ain't slinging on the rocks though. I get the spice all squared off. Up so
trust me,
you can never say I wasn't G'd up. I was 16 making peas with my feet up. German whips, cop bricks every other day. Yeah, I'm still young, I'm still entitled to EMA.
Shit, number one this week. DVS
back,
warm up.
Big man.
It's the first time he's been back since the whole incident at the beginning of the year, so everyone's been waiting to see what he's gonna say, how he's gonna respond. He came out very hard, that's why he's number one. That's just it. That's why he's number one.
Fire flames.
They're running hard over the. Oh no! Nah, actually, you'll see. I don't really want to talk too much about it.
It was Ross though.
Yeah, it's Ross. So you know, hard DV. It's like he's got his old swag back. Like, you know, the old school DV. That's what he's kicking in this one still. So yes, big salute to DV for this one.
Or slide me, we ain't kind of hungry. You're winning a piece of the pie, mate. I ain't Max.
You can catch me on the south side, down in Ricky with the red ball. Just in any colour we want, it's not a red zone. Nobody can't get through to me, my fucking head's gone. Snakes for me, number change, get the dead tone. My head's grown, now I'm seeing clearer now. I used to hear my pops, now I sit and hear him out. All of my brothers getting paid, that's what I like to see. I'm married to the streets, but I don't think she's right for me. Cause all she brings to me is misery and sadness. She loves the life, so she encourages my badness. And even when I've got the food and hit the country ends, she told me go and beat the ting off with your fucking friends. She's a distraction, but she's my sweetheart. She turned me from a young G into a street star. I feel like I need the real talk. I need to get her, wrap my head out of my real art. Big bright lights, Lamborghinis, R8s. We rented it for the month, but they couldn't afford the day. They were blowing money fast, they couldn't afford to save. Little Mikey got pitched and they couldn't afford the grave. They couldn't afford to pay for the casket. Mommy looking at all of them like cheap bastards, harshness. She could see the fakeness in their eyes. Sly fucked, funny how them fake niggas survive. Life's fucked.
It's Mems. Hardest boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gave them a little, and now they want the rest like Sunday. Come with the hardest bars and be on the show one day. At B4, at Joey on a Friday. Coming straight at the viewers, never no sideways. No lie, we're straight hard 1 to 5. No jaw rule, but it's always on time.